The day I met with Dave Allen, most of this year's Iditarod mushers were passing through the checkpoint at Rainy Pass. It's a section of trail he remembers all too well.
If it was any warmth there, you'd have a tough time because of the creeks, because the trail goes right on the creeks and stuff. And I remember having to grab my lead dog and pull him across water.
Allen ran the Iditarod with a 20-dog team back in 1991. That's the same year he moved to Kodiak Island, where he's lived ever since. He's 65 now and soft-spoken with bright blue eyes. And despite the Rainy Pass anecdote, most of his memories from that year's race are not warm at all.
You can't be afraid of the cold. You got to be operating in the cold. You got to put dog booties on in the cold.
Mushers battled through whiteout blizzards for days on end, and temperatures hovered around negative 40 degrees. On the section of trail known as the Happy River Steps that switch back down an icy narrow track, Allen came across a fellow musher. Her sled had rolled, and she was bloodied and bruised, and her nose was crooked.
I said, "Looks like you got a broken nose." She says, "Ah, I'll just have a vet look at it. The next checkpoint." What a tough gal.
Allen's wife Jolene had given him a radio at one of the earlier checkpoints. He hunkered down in his tent while a blizzard roared around him, listening through static as veteran musher Rick Swenson crossed the finish line. Swenson won that year's race, and Allen passed through the Burled Arch 4 days later, finishing 30th.
When I pulled in to Nome, I was met with Jolene and my little girl about a mile and a half from the finish line. And my little girl, Tiana, wanted to ride with me. So she rode in the sled with me in the last mile and a half or so.
Allen got hooked on mushing a few years before that. He and his wife landed in the village of Teller, about 70 miles north of Nome in the 80s. They were new college graduates with teaching jobs in the Bering Strait School District. That's where he met mushers Joe Garney and Libby Riddles. Garney had already run the Iditarod nearly 10 times by 1990 and had a handful of top 10 finishes. And Riddles was the first woman to win the race in 1985.
In that environment, I learned a lot about dogs, a lot about mushing dogs. And every Saturday morning, I was invited down to have some sourdough pancakes with Joe and Libby. And I learned more about dogs, and they sucked me in. I didn't have a prayer.
Garney took Allen under his wing, and as a former Division I All-American wrestler in college, he couldn't get enough of running sleds. He won the Kinnick 200 back in 1991 when it was still a qualifier for the Iditarod, and set a course record in the process. That was a sprint race, though, and enduring the 1,000-plus miles to Nome was a different kind of sufferfest.
I was nursing a sick dog team probably two-thirds of the race. I had a dog with a pretty cut foot. It was a lead dog, so it was a pretty important individual. So it's like your quarterback. We had to drop her, I think, in Koyuk, but she made it that far. In that blizzard, that nasty blizzard.
It was Allen's last race, but it wasn't the end of his days working with a team. He coached the Kodiak High School girls softball team to a state championship in 2008. His daughter, the same one who rode to the finish on the back of his sled in Nome, was the pitcher. There's overlap between the experiences, says Allen, as he remembers advice a mentor gave him back when he first started running sled dogs.
He taught me, "Dave, you're working with your dogs. They do not pull from the head. They do not pull from the fear of you. They pull from the heart. They gotta love you." And that's almost with everything. And you don't shout down a person to build them up.
Allen works a lot of nights as a truck driver now and says he doesn't get to keep up much with the race. Dallas Seavey could become the winningest musher of all time if he makes it to Nome first this year, passing Rick Swenson's record of 5 wins. Allen says he wishes the best for him and the other mushers. Running the race once was a privilege, he says. But he's glad he won't need to listen for this year's results through the crackle of a radio from the course. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.